The mayor of Hartford, Luke Baronin, on the line. Mr. Mayor, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
Doing great.
All right. Glad to hear that.
You're busy, busy, busy.
Every day.
So what's going on with your with the Dunkin' Donut Park and the surrounding areas?
You know, as you guys know, we've been fighting for the last couple of years after we had to fire that contractor to get control of the land around the ballpark.
Right?
A long litigation. We won that court fight about a month ago. And then there was one battle left to fight, which was getting the liens lifted so we could actually move forward with development. And we won that battle, too, last week. So we look forward to getting shovels in the ground as soon as possible.
Now, is this private development, or is this the city of Hartford that's developing it?
No, this is private development. I mean, this is, look, this is the development that the prior administration promised to the people of Hartford when it announced that the city was going to build this ballpark. You know, I always had concerns about how the numbers worked on this ballpark and whether it made sense, but the thing that was always the most compelling piece of it was the idea that we develop this sea of surface parking lots and help reconnect our neighborhoods. So that's what this project is about.
It's sure.
And both residential and retail, and we've got a private development partner that's got a good track record, and we look forward to working with them.
What will this look like when it's done? What, you know, for the folks that have waited and waited, what will it look like?
Well, look, I think it'll look like a mixed-use development, like, you know, apartment buildings with retail. There'll be a big retail space potentially for a grocery store, although we're still working on the exact location that we're going to try to get the grocery store into. But, you know, hopefully it'll look like a part of the city that's connected both to the downtown and to, you know, up to North Main and to Albany Avenue. You know, when 84 was built, it just created this divide between our neighborhoods. And this is one of those most important pieces of connection where we have the chance to kind of knit our neighborhoods back together.
Mm. Are there any businesses that have signed on and have made a commitment to the city of Hartford in this particular development area?
Businesses, you mean like retail shops that are going to be coming in?
Yeah, businesses, restaurants.
No, it's probably too early for that. I think as the, you know, look, these parcels are going to get developed in phases. So there's going to be one parcel that'll be developed first. Hopefully, we can get that underway soon. The whole development will, you know, evolve over a period of probably, you know, 3 to 5 years. And as those new buildings come online, they'll work to fill up the retail. But, you know, on the residential, we've had really strong demand for apartments. And, you know, I think the big constraint right now is there's not enough of them. So we're excited to get that online because we want more feet on the street, you know, more energy and activity. You know, as you and I have talked about on this show before, there's just a different level of energy in the city right now, but we've got to keep building on it. And so getting people, you know, feet on the street, you know, 24/7 is a really important part of that.
Mm. So in other words, there's a demand for apartments, housing in the city of Hartford. There's not enough with what already exists.
That's right.
Just curiosity, where do these numbers come from? I'm just curious to hear that.
Well, you know, there's lots of different types of housing, different types of apartments. But, you know, we're talking right now mostly about the downtown and what's on the edge of the downtown. And downtown Hartford was not a residential community, really ever, except maybe Front Street a long time ago.
Sure, yep.
And so what we've been doing by taking these commercial buildings, the vacant ones, and converting them to residential, and then starting to do new residential, is create opportunities for people to live near where they work. You know, and a lot of those projects they've got market rate, they've got some affordable, they've got some workforce development housing. But people all around the country, you know, more and more, they want to live places where they can walk to work, where they can walk to a coffee shop, walk to a restaurant after work, walk to a ball game. And we've seen strong demand. You know, a lot of the folks who are coming in to those cities, you got under 35, you know, sort of younger folks. And then you got empty nesters after over 55, you know, who are deciding to simplify their life and be closer to the things they want.
Governor, you know, I remember when...
Don't get me in trouble there.
Mayor,
I'm sorry. Mayor. I remember I remember when nobody wanted the park that is there now. And all of a sudden, when you decided to do this, and all of a sudden it is right up as the most popular park there is in minor league baseball.
And it is. You know, it's been voted the best minor league park for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
It's got probably the best attendance in the league. And as you know, look, my concern about it always was that the numbers didn't add up. And the truth is, it's not going to be paying for itself or making money for the city of Hartford anytime soon. But you know, when I came in, I obviously embraced the mission of getting the thing done and getting it done right. And that's why we had to make the hard decision to fire the developer or the contractor, to get the insurance company to step in so taxpayers wouldn't have to pay the rest of the burden, and to do it right. And, you know, I'm the first to say I think it's been a huge benefit for a whole bunch of reasons. You got a lot of Hartford residents who are working there. You got affordable, family-friendly entertainment for folks who live in Hartford. And you got a lot of folks outside of Hartford who are rediscovering the capital city as a place for entertainment.
It is nice.
And that's something to build on, you know, because now you got the Hartford Athletic down at Dillon Stadium. You got, of course, we always have our big cultural festival all throughout the summer. I think more and more people are rediscovering that stuff.
And, Mayor, it is nice. However, you said it yourself a moment ago, it's not profitable. And how do we go from it being, well, it's nice, to being it's nice and profitable?
I don't think the ballpark itself will ever make money for the city of Hartford. The way you get closer to that is you develop the land around the ballpark. You know, you use that as a catalyst for further investment. And then if it has this sort of more, you know, intangible effect of just helping people to rediscover their capital city and come in and, you know, go out to the restaurants or come in and, you know, explore our neighborhoods or decide to move back in or just come into the city a little more often, that obviously has indirect benefits in ways that are harder to measure. And I think we're already starting to see that.
And can you talk, and we don't have much time, we actually have another guest coming on very shortly, but can you also talk about the complex at the Colt Complex, actually, I think it's called, where the Athletics are playing.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, so, you know, the old historic armory has been being renovated in phases. It's got both commercial, a bunch of commercial tenants that are growing really quickly, some really cool companies down there. And it's also got a lot of residential units that there's a tremendous demand for. And then beyond that, you've got the Hooker Brewery that's come in there. You've got now Dillon Stadium, you know, brought back to life and home to a professional soccer team. We're fixing up Colt Park itself, which is one of the most beautiful and also most highly used parks in the city. But it's not just that. You know, we're also focusing on development that serves the entire neighborhood. So just around the corner from there, you got a brand new Boys and Girls Club that's going to go up, you know, right behind Burr School. That's something the neighborhood has needed for a long, long time. So we're focused on, you know, comprehensive neighborhood revitalization, and I think that whole area is a perfect example of that.
Do you foresee the Dillon Stadium and the soccer that's occurring there professionally? The Athletics? Is that that's what they're called, right?
Yeah, Hartford Athletics.
Hartford Athletics. Do you foresee sellouts and that being a success story in the near future?
I think, you know, it's already gotten a pretty good buzz. And, you know, I've been down to the games and there's been a great energy there. This weekend they've got a game against the Puerto Rico team.
Uh-huh.
And I think that'll be pretty cool. The other thing is, you know, one of the challenges this summer has been the big lights are not in yet, which means the games had to be held, you know, while the sun was still out, which means it's awfully hot. So I think once those lights go in, you start getting those night games, I think it's going to be even more attractive and even more fun. But there's been a great energy around that team, and they're a young team. You know, they've gotten better quick. They're building and growing. But it's an exciting thing to watch, and I think there's just a lot of demand for soccer in this whole area because you got so many kids playing soccer now, and you got so many, you know, cultures represented here where soccer is huge. So it's just one more thing to add to the, you know, the list of entertainment options and family friendly things you can come do in the city.
Are these both steps, I'm talking about both parks and the development around them, are these both steps in the right direction to have Hartford become self-sustaining?
I'm not sure what that means. I mean, look, when you say self-sustaining, Hartford, if you're talking about, you know, financially, budgetary, from a budgetary standpoint, if you're saying where the state no longer has to pay any money, no, that will
never happen. Well, no, that's a 20-year agreement,
right?
Yeah.
it's not just that. I mean, that will never happen because it's not built to happen, right? I mean, as we've talked about so many times, when you have a city that has such a small footprint with so much property non-taxable, with so many services concentrated in that place that don't generate any revenue for the city, it's not possible for it to be self-sustaining in that sense. If the question is, you know, does it help get us on the path to long-term sustainability and, you know, maintaining the fragile stability that we fought so hard to get? Yeah, I think there's steps in the right direction, but there's a lot of other things that we have to keep doing. You know, we've got to stay disciplined from a budget standpoint, and we have been. You know, we've got to continue to grow in every way we can. And, you know, it's not just ballparks. It's the development, I think, around those things that matters most. It's, you know, you got buildings going up on Trumbull and Pearl, not going up, you got them being renovated. They've been vacant for 30 years. Now they're open and alive again. You've got, you know, Westbrook Village and Bowles Park being redone as high quality, affordable housing. You've got projects in Parkville, the Parkville Market, and, you know, Hub on Park that's, you know, affordable housing. And you've got development on the corner of Park and Main that's workforce housing. Mm-hmm. All that stuff goes on the tax rolls. And the more that you create density and energy so that there are people attracted to other people, that's what really helps drive growth.
Well,
and
sure.
That's a big part of getting to long-term stability, you know, as we work toward what we really want, which is, you know, vibrancy and strength. And I think we're making some progress, but there's a ton of work to do.
Have you really started to get a good supply of folks in the city that are younger than they were? That seems to be one of the big problems that's happened over the years. But now it seems that younger folks are getting in there and using the city, as you have suggested.
Yeah, I think you are seeing that. And there's two pieces of that, right? I mean, we want folks who are growing up in Hartford to stay in Hartford. We want folks who are growing up around Hartford to decide to make Hartford their home. And then we want people, you know, who are getting, you know, priced out of places like New York and Boston, maybe they were originally from around here, to come back and realize you can have a really, you know, good life in a city that's got, you know, so much going on, but also is small enough that you can be a part of the fabric of the town in a way that you can't in those bigger cities. You know, we see a lot of younger people attracted to that kind of life. And my thing is, look, we're not competing against New York and Boston.
Of course not.
We are competing against cities, you know, like, you know, Pittsburgh and, you know, Raleigh and Portland and, you know, on and on, which are those smaller places that people go to because they want that kind of, you know, vibrancy coupled with sort of a manageable scale and quality of life. And I think we can not just compete, but compete and win, you know, in that game. And we've got to keep working hard to make sure we do.
Well, this development that you're mentioning is, like you said, in the long term, maybe a step in the right direction with the development and commercial enterprise that will, you know, will be part of this mixed-use development. And as you said, there's more people, more millennials want to live in the city and want to live in this mixed-use development. And I can only see that wouldn't that add more to the tax roll, particularly at a time when pilot money is pretty much non-existent. And I mean, you do it, like you mentioned, right? Yourself, Mayor, there's not many taxable buildings, particularly with a lot of state buildings and that are not taxable, and pilot money being stagnant. There hasn't been an increase in the pilot money in years.
That's right. And look, I think another indicator, you know, of sort of the energy we're building here, it's not just buildings that go up, but just this past Friday, if you were walking around, you know, you walk past Bushnell Park and there's the Bushnell Park Beer Garden, Friday evening beer garden, and it's packed with people. And you walk up the street and Pratt Street is packed with, you know, with people out for salsa at night on Pratt Street, dancing and then staying and, you know, going to the restaurants and the bars around there. I mean, it was just alive with a different level of energy than we've seen in a long, long
time.
Sure. All of those things are part of, you know, of revitalizing a city. And again, I think we've got a ton of work to do, but for the first time in a long, long time, we've got some movement and some momentum in that direction, and you know, we're going to work hard to keep it going.
And I think that's great. We all want a thriving capital city. It does no service, no good, particularly for the surrounding suburbs, for their capital city to not be thriving. And all of this is great news, Mayor, and I applaud you for this, even though it's a long-term vision. But there's still a huge crime factor that needs to be considered. And we hear about these homicides that are occurring with 18 or 19 that we're at already halfway mark. So we still want to attract people to these businesses and so on and so forth. But
yeah.
What can we do to not deter people from coming
sure,
into the
home? I'm glad you asked that. Look, one of the any homicide and any shooting is too many, and we've had far too many. We have about the same number this year as we have in prior years,
yeah.
But it's too many. And I think what's important for folks to understand is that in almost every single case, this kind of violence, gun violence that we're seeing, is happening between people who know each other, who have a personal dispute. And so I don't think it should be. It's something that we are working really hard on, and we're working with partnerships throughout the community to identify, you know, disputes and de-escalate them, to intervene. We've been doing a lot to make sure that for our young people, we're helping to get them onto a different path. Things like our Youth Service Corps for those who've already been involved in criminal justice system or reentry center. We're hiring, we continue to hire a lot of cops, and we've invested in a pretty significant camera system that has helped us to catch a lot of shooters a lot faster. But we continue to see that persistent gun violence between people who know each other and have personal disputes, or where it's tied to drug transactions.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I want to stress, this is our top priority. We're working really hard on this. But it shouldn't deter people from coming in. You know, all the other categories of crime, property crime and other types, are actually down pretty significantly right now. I want to stress that we're working on so many fronts.
And I appreciate
gun violence. But
I appreciate that answer.
I walk around this city. Let me just say, I walk around this city, every neighborhood of the city, all the time, day and night. And I don't feel unsafe. And I don't go with security. I don't go with cops. my family and I have lived in the downtown area for, 13 years, and I'm raising our three kids here. It's not just that we feel comfortable. We feel home.
And I appreciate your candor. I really do. And you know that it's part of the equation for the success for the city of Hartford. I think it's people fear. And I also understand and would probably even agree to you to some extent that the bullets are intended for certain people. That's not necessarily a good thing, of course, but I understand it. But there's a fear of the stray bullet, and an accidental homicide where it wasn't intended for the person who was on the receiving end of that.
It is a horrible thing to say, but I think it's also true that, given what we're seeing in this country, that's a fear that people are living with almost anywhere they go right now.
Yeah, you might be right. It's a good... Mayor, thank you so much for being on with us this morning. We always look forward to having you as a guest, and we know that and hope that you'll come back with us next month, and we can chat more about Hartford and some of the policies and decisions that you've made. I know you've got an election coming up later in the year, and we'd like to talk more
not
about
too far
that.
Far away, 26 days.
Yeah, well, is that what it is? Is it 26 days? Oh my
till the
goodness!
Till the primary,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's your big election, right? Is the primary? Thanks so much for being with us, Mayor Luke Bronin, mayor of the city of Hartford.